Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has written to a number of government departments setting out plans to clamp down on social media companies over their handling of online threats, bullying and the spread of misinformation. The Sunday Independent reports today that he is also to host an online safety summit to try to address the issue. Let's talk now to the Irish Independent's political editor, Philip Ryan, who's on the line. Philip, good afternoon. Simon Harris, he has faced online threats himself. He's not happy about the response from social media companies when posts which fuel hate and violence are left to remain on their platforms, not taken down for several days. What does he want done about it?
Yeah, look, I think his message very much seems to be, he said it in that letter, he said it at a press conference, I think, at the Tullamore Show there today, that social media companies have to abide by the same sort of standards of publication that the likes of a broadcaster like RTE or a newspaper group like the Irish Independent, that when content is put out on these platforms that are making some people an awful lot of money, that they have to abide by the same standards that everybody else has to. That is one of the key things he has put out in both the letter and his comments today. I think on the other side of it as well, and it seems quite personal to him at this stage because he has endured so much since taking over as Taoiseach online, whether it be the bomb threats to his home or these comments online. But the main issue for him on a personal level seems to be how quick you can get these things down. We heard during the week that these threats were made on Instagram and they just remain there on the Taoiseach's page for a few days despite requests to take them down. The other aspect that's mentioned in the letter to various government departments today is he's talking about a similar situation that might involve, say, a child who on a school night is subjected to some bullying online and their parents are trying to get the information taken down.
And Philip, is he looking at new measures? I mean, the digital EU Digital Services Act is something that he has said will be implemented. But is he also looking at any new domestic legislation to try to tackle the social media companies?
I think that will come from the summit. I don't think that they're at the moment. I think that the government are still trying to get Commission Nomean or the Media Commission up and running to make sure that it can be the enforcement body that can enforce the some of the laws under the Digital Safety Act. And that will be a one step forward. These aren't new problems, by the way, as well. This is something that I think people were very much aware of being a problem for many years, a decade or more, with social media. So it's not that it's brand new. Like, there, things have been happening in the background. What use they will have or how it will change things is hard to see, especially when you're dealing with very resistant social media company owners.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see. But for now, Philip Ryan, political editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for speaking with us today.